Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're kicking off this morning with a thought bubble. If Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the Supreme Court, won't he have to recuse himself from a whole broad swath of cases based on what he said at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing? Kavanaugh believes he was the subject of a campaign by the Clintons to discredit him. He criticized the media and the Senate. Won't he have to bow out of cases that have to do with partisan politics or the press?
Here's the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. Annie Carney is reporting that Brett Kavanaugh is being advised to mount an aggressive campaign to win over senators during the FBI investigation into allegations of sexual assault against him. The White House told her Sunday that no interviews were planned, but the public events later in the week hadn't been ruled out. CNN is reporting that the FBI has spoken with Deborah Ramirez, the second Kavanaugh accuser. And the Post has a story up on a memo from the outside prosecutor the Senate Judiciary Committee brought in, where Rachel Mitchell argues why she would not bring criminal charges against Kavanaugh.
Demand Justice, a progressive group, is running $120,000 worth of TV and digital ads in Maine, Alaska, and D.C. with Christine Blasey Ford's testimony, ending with, "We believe Dr. Blasey Ford will Lisa Murkowski." The Maine version swaps in Susan Collins. The Post also has a story up about how Don McGahn has been most directly involved with leading the White House effort on the Kavanaugh confirmation. Sahil Kapoor tweeted that Dianne Feinstein has asked McGahn to hand over written instructions on the scope of the investigation.
A Yale classmate of Kavanaugh's is disputing his testimony, calling it a blatant mischaracterization of his drinking in college, saying that he often saw him staggering from alcohol consumption. And James Comey is out with an op-ed in the New York Times, writing that the FBI can find out a lot in a week, despite the limitations and partisan attacks. And on the trade front, our colleagues report on the big win for Trump with the U.S. reaching a trade deal with Canada and Mexico. So let's just take a step back here. The Trump administration is going to want to push this through before the end of the year so they can ensure a Republican Congress votes on it. We're not saying that's impossible, but it's pretty close to impossible.
The Times is reporting that China has canceled high-level security talks with the U.S. The First Lady is headed to Africa today, her first big solo international trip. Child well-being is the focus of the 5-day, 4-country tour. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president is having lunch with Mike Pence. In the afternoon, he'll present the Congressional Medal of Honor. Later, he's flying to Tennessee for a roundtable and a political rally. Trump will end his day in D.C. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.